Hello and welcome to the Play What You Want podcast, where I talk about and review Play What You Want and free role-playing game materials. And today we're going to talk about something kind of different. You know, I don't just do fantasy stuff. I like sci-fi stuff and actually play in a game in Traveler. And this is a Cepheus Engine Play What You Want adventure. If you don't know what Cepheus Engine is, it is sort of the open gaming license like the D20 3.5 SRD, but for Mongoose, the previous, I guess it originated with the previous original version of Traveler. I'm not quite sure. I think Mongoose is the license holder. I looked into it once before, but anyway, there's a lot of stuff made by other people for Cepheus Engine. There's a lot of enthusiasts for it, and there's a lot you can do with the system. It doesn't just do sci-fi. It can do anything. There's people who have created whole systems of magic. It's a generic role-playing game system, really. And without going too much further into that, I kind of get the feeling that even though you could do anything with it, it is a little bit of a, it's not boring, but it is simple, but it doesn't do anything fantastic. It doesn't have a whole lot of gimmicks to it. It's a lot like the old Call of Cthulhu system, in that you just have your stats and your skills, and that's it. And so there's no fate system, like point buying, you know, weirdness or anything like that, where a lot of systems have now, where it's or a short rest and long rest, and it's much more simulation, less gamified, in that design philosophy. Anyway, let's get on to this adventure called Boarding Action, a Cepheus Engine adventure by Joseph Moore. The first thing I'll say about the formatting is it's extremely clean, and other than the cover and a map, it has no design features whatsoever. There's no art. It's just a blank white PDF, and that's fine. When it's short. This is only 23 pages long. If it were, you know, 50, 100 pages, or any document that is that long and is just text, you know, black text on white, it's so boring. It's hard to keep your interest in reading it. So being only 23 pages long, and there's a lot of space in between everything on each page, it is not that long of a read. So what this is a little adventure for your Cepheus Engine, but really, let's say Traveler group. They get hired to break a king of a planet out of a prison ship. And so you get hired by this guy who has the information on where this prison ship stops to get refueled. So instead of having like a prison planet, I guess there used to be a prison planet in the little bit of lore here, and then people kept escaping, so they made a prison ship that just travels in circles and takes different paths and stuff. So you're supposed to save this king and from this prison ship. One of the first fun thing right away is that the synopsis, sort of, there's no real synopsis, but the synopsis would be that you go to save this king from this prison ship, but the prison ship is under a riot. And the system that the prison ship exists in is protected by small boats, craft, spaceships, they call them boats sometimes in Traveler and Cepheus Engine, some system boats, and there's also a corvette coming, not the car, another spaceship, to heed a distress call. And so the party will be boarding a ship during a prison riot, which is fun. The philosophy behind this adventure is not giving any, other than the fact that it's set up that the prison riot will happen the moment the party enters the system, basically, and that the ship goes to this system 3 days, is 3 days from when the adventure starts. So the adventurers have 3 days to get there, essentially. So wherever it's set, they have to be within 3 days. Of course, you can always fudge all this. But other than that, there's no like real, there's no sections of, you know, read aloud text and then room descriptions or any really anything like that. It's just, here's what's going on presently, and that's it. And it just kind of goes through sections of on the map, like sections one through whatever, of what's happening in each one of the sections. There is an information provided by your patron who hired you. There's six little bullet points, and then there's a list of complications. So it's like, you have the situation, here's what the party knows, here's the situation, and here's a list of things the party doesn't know. And that, I think that all works pretty well. Overall, it's written pretty well. There's no problems, errors, continuity, weirdness, strange language, bad interpretations from another language. It's pretty straightforward, well done, easy to read. There's a little random table for random events every 10 minutes that can add some chaos to the mix. There's, you know, these system boats impending to help this distressed prison ship and a whole corvette. So there's sort of a time element too, to saving this guy. And that's all there is to it. There's stats for everybody. There's including all the prisoners. One thing that's kind of funny is, you know, when with the random generator set up for making crew members in Traveler, it'll produce like a little personality trait, like obsessed with knives or something like that, something weird like that. We had an NPC that had that. And so I know that's available, and the author did not give any of the crew a personality trait of any kind for you to use as the GM. But he did give every single criminal like a crime and a reason that they're there. So that gives each one of those NPCs some flavor for the GM to work with, for at least the prisoners. But there should have been something given for everybody else too. I mean, you're right there. It doesn't have to be just one sentence. Give me something to figure out who these people are, to make it more interesting for roleplay. But that's easily done with the GM. You could do that with another generator and just slide it in and take care of that. There's a map at the end. I'm not sure what they used to draw this map. It could have been Pyromancer's map generator, which is a free online resource. You would just Google up Pyromancer's map maker. But I'm not sure if this was done with. There's some assets in it that look familiar to me. Anyway, I looked up this guy's stuff. He's got a blog. This blog is Old School Roleplaying, Joseph A. Moore. He really does have oldschoolroleplaying.com, so he's got the URL. And I looked at his other DriveThruRPG stuff too, and he does stuff for a lot of different systems, of 5e, OSR, Advanced D&D, I mean, all over the place, a ton of Cepheus Engine stuff. It looks like he's been doing it for quite a while, been pumping out stuff. So definitely, if you're not playing Cepheus Engine, you can check out I'm going to check out some of his other stuff. But if it's anything like this, it'll probably be pretty well done, pretty simple, straightforward, easy to use. So that is The Boarding Action by Old School Roleplaying. And as always, have a good session. All right, it's time for a bonus comic book review, and today I'm going to talk about Guts, which is written by Lindsay G and art by Diana Camaro, lettering by Cardinal Ray. I haven't looked up who any of those people are, so I don't know. This is an 8-page, like, kind of webcomic-y thing, but it was on Drive-Thru Comics. The cartooning style is sort of like Saturday morning cartoonish, and it's about a woman and her cat who keeps leaving rat guts on the floor. It was okay, it was fine, but it is a little jarring, and I'll get into that. The scenes jump time really kind of odd. Like in the beginning, she's sitting on the couch, Cat wakes her up, she steps in Guts, and then it went right to another scene where she's like coming home holding groceries and there's a giant pile of Guts on the floor. But in the, I don't know, something about the way this flowed from the last panel to the next, and the next panel being on another page, she steps in the Guts, says, "Oh, gross, not again." You see her in a panel, her foot next to a pile of blood. Oh, I should say this is all black and white, by the way, too. So it was like the blood and Guts look kind of, I don't know, weird. Normally it doesn't, and black and white doesn't bother me, but for some reason it doesn't. This just looks like ink or something. I don't know. And so she's like, ooh, and you see her foot and it's kind of covered in blood. And then the next panel, which is all on the next page, she's standing in the doorway, but I didn't immediately understand that it was her because she, I don't know. I just didn't understand it was her for some reason, or that time had moved forward or whatever. And so I thought it was another person coming inside, and I was like, well, that pile of Guts is like really big. And the second it was really small, it's like, oh, it's a different pile of Guts. And the next panel, she's stepping in the shower, but the pile of Guts in this scene is much different. It just looks like a gray stain. It's not a huge problem, and it is only 8 pages, so we got to do kind of move at a clip here. But I don't know what could have been done to fix it, honestly. It was just the time jumps were a little bit jarring. And then the next thing that was kind of weird was she called an exterminator, and the guy wouldn't do anything because he didn't find any evidence of mice. He's like, well, you can set traps still. You can still do that. And he just refuses to set traps because he didn't see any mice. Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird. Just a story element or something, I guess. But didn't need to be there. It was on this in this area that I noticed kind of one of the weird things with the art. So to add texture or shading to each panel digitally, clearly, there was this filtering added of a dot matrix, kind of that bubble ink style from old comics. But it's done in like multiple or different styles. There's like a checked line style and then an actual dotted style, and they'll be used in the same panel and to give different gradient shades. But they're used so close, they're not used right, because as a for instance, in the foreground you've got this dotted matrix, but then that foreground dotted matrix bleeds out into the wall ahead of it, and then it goes into the check style near a painting and then covers over the painting. So it's not used right. I don't know. It looks really weird, especially in these bigger panels. And I don't know if anybody else would notice it as much as I do. And it's gradual too. Like in some panels, there's very dotted at the top, and then down at the bottom, there's no dots. So it's, I think it's used as shadowing or shading, but it just looks odd to me. And then we get to the strangest element of all, is it's revealed that the cat isn't killing mice or rats at all. They're fairies. And there's fairies. The cat's got a fairy in his mouth. And she's like, "Oh my God, that is a fairy." And there's a bunch of them now, and the cat's fighting them like a warrior, and the fairies aren't saying anything. They're just attacking the cat, and they have little weapons. And the cat goes into battle and fucks all these fairies up. And then she says, "All along, it was fairy Guts." But I just kind of feel like, why? This wasn't foreshadowed in any way. There were no, it's just suddenly fairies. And they're all dead now. So I guess we don't have to worry about them anymore. But it's confusing. Like the element of it wasn't hinted at. There was no like, oh, that's why the earlier thing made sense. It was fairies. It was just, is what it is, I guess. It doesn't have to be mean anything. It's just seemed a little, another jarring thing. But, you know, when you got 8 pages, you got to move quick. I just don't feel like there was any reason to read this. There was no point to it. The bits of art where the cat fighting all the fairies was good looking for what it is, because it suddenly got brutal. And it did kind of break style a little bit if you really look at it too much, or the fairies, between the fairies and the cat. The cat's done really well, and the fairies are done kind of shitty. But only if you stare at it too much. So, yeah, it's fine. I wouldn't read it. Don't bother. Don't waste your time. You know, they did a pretty good job, though. It's just kind of pointless. So, you know, I can't draw, as I always say, and I can't do a comic book, so they must be doing something right. So, yeah, have a good session.